Hey everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. I'm in downtown Farmington, the heart of the Apple District, and with me is the former First Lady of Farmington, artist extraordinaire, owner, operator, 302, Artifacts 302, Bev Taylor. Bev,
happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here.
I am.
We wanted to be here. We wanted to showcase tonight and speak to you directly because we've got an Apple Fest going on downtown.
We do. Our very first.
Our very first Apple Fest. One of many.
We hope many future Apple Fests to come.
And Art Walk tonight. Yes.
A lot happening today.
So this is in a, you know, we're kind of in a position here now, coming first day of October, right? This is the busiest weekend, maybe, in the history of Farmington. And I love the fact that you were able to get in here and kick it off on a Friday night with the Apple Fest and Art Walk. And then tomorrow we lead into the Chili Festival and Highland Games and Chocolate Affair and all those awesome things and the Road Apple Rally.
Exactly.
But you got to kick it off.
Yeah,
Tell me about the Apple Fest and the Art Walk. How did this come about?
Well, we're really happy to restart our Art Walks, which
Absolutely.
We really haven't had for quite some time. But it's such a great opportunity for people to get out and walk the streets of Farmington and hang out in the businesses after 5 o'clock.
Sure.
It's awesome to see people on the streets. We, the downtown folks, applied for and got the designation of our downtown as one of the arts and cultural districts of the state of New Mexico.
How many arts and cultural districts are there, do you know?
You know, at the time, I think there were 13 or 14.
Okay.
And it includes places like Gallup and Taos and Santa Fe and Silver City, very art-oriented communities. And, you know, we're trying to make ours an art-oriented community downtown.
Yes, we are.
And so we're very happy. But there was a lot of requirements with that designation. And one of them was we had to create an event that was unique to our community.
I didn't realize that.
And so Tom and I got together and brainstormed and thought and said, you know, our history is apples. And we need to think about the time before there was oil and gas. And before there was oil and gas, there were apples, hence
everywhere.
There were apples everywhere. I mean, this was a farming community. Agriculture was a big deal.
Oh yeah.
And they shipped thousands and thousands of pounds of apples out of here. Bart from the museum can tell you how many thousands of pounds of apples left on the Red Apple Flyer out of Farmington.
I love the history there. I didn't realize the Red Apple Flyer was here in Farmington, and it delivered apples.
Was actually the train.
Yeah.
It was actually the train. So, and as a little girl, I remember growing up, you know, we'd buy apples, and there was the old apple barn down at the junction of the old Bloomfield Highway, I believe, and Browning Parkway. There was an old warehouse, and in that warehouse, you could go in, and it was kind of like a cold storage place, and you could buy all kinds and types of apples. And when you walk in, it had that wonderful, like, apple cider smell. So we are thrilled to be part of this. And I just really feel it's important that we sort of revitalize Farmington's history so that people know that was why we started, was because we were an agricultural community.
Sure.
And then somebody discovered gas around here, you know, and oil. And that changed everything.
100 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Well, a long, long time ago. But it's been awesome. And I think everybody is excited about having kind of a new festival. And tonight, there's all kinds of events down at Orchard Park, apple-related activities, especially for families and kids.
Is there apple bobbing?
No, we did not do apple bobbing.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, apple on a string.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're doing apple arts and apple other things. All the restaurants have a featured apple item on their menu tonight. This is our apple art display because we have all these artists contribute Apple artwork, which I think was really fun. Next year, we will call it the Southwest Apple and Chili Fest, because we want to combine it, and she would like to move the Chili Fest downtown. We only had like 3 or 4 meetings, and we pulled this off. And if you've seen all of the advertising for it, I did the art walk, but they did all the printing and the distribution. And Flo Trujillo from the Northwest New Mexico Arts Council, whom we've partnered with, and this is sort of our sponsoring organization, as well as including the city of Farmington. I mean, it's been terrific.
That's great.
And so I thank the city and their help with it, but you know, it is your history too.
It is our history, and I appreciate the fact that we have individuals who have such beautiful facilities and they're willing to share them, and they're willing to bring people in and grow what I hope to be a very big event and big opportunity for people to get involved here locally. Community is about bringing people together, and we got to celebrate our history. And if we don't put it out there, if we don't have somebody, a historian, which I think you are in all rights, Bev. I mean,
because I'm old. Well, but I've been here a long time.
But you've but you've kept it, and you've kind of grown it, and you've made sure it's a part of who you are and a part of the people who come in here, and you show it off. And I think that's the greatest part about being in your building, is you can smell it,
yeah.
You can feel
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Your husband Tom has mentioned before about buildings having spirits and souls, and
this is true.
There's a lot of those places downtown that have that, and I want to see those revitalized. And I appreciate your support and willingness to do everything that you all are doing here.
And we talked about, you know, what else should we include? And we decided that we were just going to do the basics this year. We were just going to do the kickoff. We were going to do the promotion. We were going to do the treats in the restaurants. We were going to do a little Apple show. And then we wanted the community to step up and say, well, you know what else we should do? We should do this, and we should do this,
sure.
and we should do this. So we're hoping that people will come up with new ways to celebrate in this festival.
Well, so. I think it's great. And I know we've got a lot of artists downtown who we are trying to bring together, not just for these types of events, but also looking at what the downtown is going to look like with art. And that's something that I'm very excited about is I want to see that local artist appeal and have it all over the place. Now, we've done art in the alleyways, which I think has turned out really well.
It's coming along.
But we've got art that we want to put on the roundabouts, or art that we want to put on the corners, and certainly want to encourage the business owners downtown to add those components to it. But I'm excited how these things are going to play out, and we're just really on the cusp in my mind of things that are going to happen and things that are going to come. And just tonight, I think, is a really important night. Celebrate that.
And it's just fun. And there's, as you stated, there's so much going on in these like 3 or 4 days right here with the big outdoor economic summit and all the other activities that are taking place. People shouldn't be bored
no.
in Farmington.
There's lots to do.
Lots happening. So.
No. Well, Bev Taylor, thank you for being an advocate for the things that are happening here. And thank
Absolutely.
You for being somebody who's sharing your passions. I mean, you show them off so well, by the way. So,
Thank you.
But is there anything else you want to make sure people know about before we're going to move on to the next event? I don't know if you know this or not, but this little video is going to go to the Chili Fest and the Highland Games and Road Apple Rally and Chocolate. We're going to put them all in this video.
Let me grab one of these little cards.
Okay.
Just 1 second.
All right.
Because thanks to the city also for printing these little cards for us. I picked one of these up in Astoria, because I thought it was such a cool idea. On the back is a list of all the community activities for the next couple of months, 3 months. This one goes to the end of the year. So I showed this to Warren and Julie, and they, thank you, they put my artwork on the front of the little card, but this lists the community activities that are going on through the end of the year.
And
it's a little pocket
going.
Card, put in pocket, put on your fridge, and so they make sure you pick one up in the businesses. We've got a whole stack down here. So yeah, I think this is just a terrific little community additive to keep people engaged in what's happening.
No, I think it's a great tool. And I showed up to the office and one was stuck into my desk.
There you go.
I don't know who put it there.
Yeah.
But it was good just to see the list of things that happen here, really late summer, fall, and every weekend. We've got something going on.
So the next art walk is Small Business Saturday, which will be the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That will be the big Christmas kickoff. And then we get into festival trees. We do the whole thing. So
Christmas
so,
parades.
And here, Mayor, have an apple.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
all
that.
All right.
Well, thank you for joining us here.
You betcha.
And thank you for tuning into the Mayor's Table. We're going to take you to the next event happening in this busy weekend here in the city of Farmington and the city of Aztec. So make sure you stay tuned, and we'll see you at the Road Apple Rally. Everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett again. We're at the second event of the biggest weekend in Farmington's history, and we're here Saturday morning. We just left the Apple Fest last night. Let's pretend there's been a time lapse. And we're here this morning at the Road Apple Rally with two of our superheroes, our Parks and Rec division. We have Sean Reeves, our Parks and Rec director, and Natalie Spruill, our assistant deputy parks director. And I just want to talk about Road Apple Rally. This is a big deal, and I don't know if enough people know about it. So break it down for us. What is Road Apple Rally?
It is a big deal. It is the longest, most continually operated mountain bike race in the entire United States. So that alone is like jaw-dropping.
So 41 years. Mm-hmm. How many contestants did we have riding it this year, Natalie?
212.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good turnout. And we got some footage of the start of the race. Mm-hmm. We're going to get some of the end of the race. I'm excited to see how that turns out. How fast can these guys ride a 15-mile course or a 30-mile course? Because those are the two loops, right?
Yeah. So the 30-mile course, they can be very, very quick, obviously, the front end of that race. They can probably make it back here in hour and a half, 2 hours.
For 30 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm.
They're moving.
Yep. And the short course, those guys, they're obviously quick as well, and they can hit it under an hour. The front of that race will hit it.
So this expands out into the network, really, of the mountain bike trails that we have. But it starts here at Sandstone, mm-hmm. and it heads where? Where do they head out to?
So the long course heads out on College Boulevard, and they drop right into the glade from there. They go all the way out to Light Plant Road, what I lovingly call Light Plant Road, and they'll be on Light Plant for about right under 2 miles, and they drop back into the glade, and they come back on the, what I call the backside of the long course, follows the short course down. So if you are familiar with Kinsey's and the loop that they make on the short course, long course will come back that exact way.
All right, so they start here and they finish here.
Yep.
They do. Mm-hmm.
But tell us a little bit the races, the race day stuff, is there other things that come before the race for these contestants?
You know, we have turned this into a two-day event. So Friday, packet pickup is out here at beautiful Sandstone Amphitheater with pasta dinner.
Carb loading.
We are all about carb loading. And
me too.
Yeah.
I need the bike, though, to then offset the carb loading.
And with the Friday evening event, we do a dirt crit. And what that is a dirt sprint. So they use the same start-finish line. We go the opposite direction, and they do a 3-mile quick loop around and through our disc golf course.
Okay. Well, I'll just say this. I live really close to the course here, and the trail that goes around the disc golf course is one of my favorite places just to walk. And I highly encourage people, if you're looking for a great outdoor area, to come and enjoy it. All times of the day, it's beautiful out here. But it is one of those special places I think we have in our city. And to be able to say 41 years that we've had this mountain bike race, we want more people to come out. And I think when we looked at the list of where people are from, we've got somebody from Ohio here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of people from Texas. And really, it's a regional kind of four corners thing, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado. But would love to see more people come out and us grow this event. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's one of those special components that celebrates what we're doing here locally with outdoor recreation.
And the mm-hmm. thing that's unique about this event, Mayor, is it's accessible. So what if you've only been riding for 3 months? Come out, try. We've got plenty of, you know, police and fire help us. They support us. It's safe. We have access. Natalie is a course expert, and that's something that's hard to do because if you don't know it, you got to find it. But we've got maps. Come out, try that 15. We're here. We feed you. There's great entertainment, but it is something that you can do even if you've only been riding a short time.
We got local sponsors here. Absolutely. 505 is here. McDonald's is here.
Fast
Group mm-hmm. is here. And that to me, that just tells me that we're just scratching. Even though it's 41 years, there's a lot of potential in it.
There is absolutely a lot. And it's a beautiful day. Look at this. This is why
perfect weather. We've had the rains that kind of cleaned out the air, I think, and now I just can't imagine the views that they're going to be seeing at La Plata's, which I believe we have snow on the La Plata's now.
We do.
So it is one of those special events. Ladies, anything else we want to do? You want to talk about the history a little bit? Why is it called the Road Apple Rally?
That is probably the best part ever to talk about. So a lot of people don't realize that this race started between people who owned horses and people who owned bikes. And it was a joke between
who could finish there first, horses or bikes. And so if you don't know what a road apple is, it is not an apple in the road. I'm just going to say that.
We can see on the shirt, that's not a squished apple right
there. It is not a squished apple. But someday we'd really like to bring back a component that involves the equine. And just, I don't know that we could do a 15 and a 30 mile with it, but it would be fun to add that component and get them out here, because that is where this race started, and now we continue it on. So
that's great.
It's fun.
Anything else, Natalie?
You know, one thing I would just like to do is thank our volunteers that help with this event. As Shauna mentioned, we have county resources out here. We have city resources out here between here and the furthest point on both of those courses. And we have over 50 volunteers that make this happen every year. So it's vital to have those guys out there for safety and for eyes, ears, and communications back to our command post. So that's just a point that a lot of people don't understand, is kind of behind the scenes, but it's a vital piece to this event.
Look, it takes user groups to make these things happen. And we encourage people to get involved and find that passionate thing in your life that you want to give back to. This is one of those things I think it's easy to do. Come out, get with our group here, and find a way that you can contribute. So, well, ladies, thank you. This is the second event of our big event weekend here in the city of Farmington. You're going to find us next at the Chili Festival at Berg Park, where I get to be the taste judge.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's carb loading. I don't know. We're going to be doing more of that today. So, thank you again.
You bet,
Shauna,
Bear, thanks.
Natalie. And we'll see you at Berg Park for the Chili Festival.
Testing.
So I'm here with the mayor.
I'm
this is the only red and green that I want to eat today, and they've got them right here.
Yeah, I don't think Wisconsin has
this is
green
good.
Red chili, do they, Chief?
They do. They import it.
Is it bell peppers?
Yeah.
What's the hottest thing you ate in Wisconsin or Anchorage before you moved to New Mexico?
Ooh. That's a good one.
Buffalo wings?
Yeah, I did that once. And regretted it.
Well, now that you've been in New Mexico for, what are you in, 7 years?
7 years.
Do you have a preference of red or green?
I do. I like the green M&Ms better than the red ones. Just me, personal preference.
I love this. There was, in the application for being a judge, there was no prior experience needed.
No. We got to get people back to work, because jobs are open and they're just sticking anybody into it. So it's me.
This is a labor shortage.
There's a labor shortage. I can do whatever I want down here. They can't fire me now. They need me.
They paid you double just to come and do this.
See, no experience. I don't like chili. I actually like macaroni and cheese.
What do you mean you're the cheese fest? Have you judged the cheese fest?
I have not been asked to do that.
I haven't either. That's sad.
We need to put in a... We need to do a professional job here, and then maybe we'll get that one.
I think we could be professional judges. Food of all kinds.
This actually seems like what we're made for.
I think we do the green chili and the red chili fest here, and then we could do like a barbecue festival. I'd love barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I want an M&M festival.
They all taste the same.
Delicious. Blooming.
I really love it. We need dark chocolate.
Well, we do.
Thank you everyone for coming back after a year of absence. It's like you don't even know how happy we are to see your faces today. So thank you so much for coming out to this 11th annual event. We literally could not do this with all of the volunteers. Some of them didn't know they were going to be volunteers when they showed up this weekend. Plan Lamont, thank you. So yeah, we have a whole horde of people behind the scenes that work year round to put this on. I'm not going to name all their names because I'll inevitably forget somebody, but thank you so much to all of those people who make this possible. Thank you to all the athletes and the bands and the participants that come to make this happen as well. So I won't ramble anymore. Just thank you. If you want to volunteer, come find me.
everyone. We are back again with our long day of adventures here in the city of Farmington and Aztec, and we are at the final event of the day, and it's the Chocolate Affair here at the Farmington Museum, which is done by the People Assisting the Homeless and their executive director, Amanda Lovato. Amanda, thanks for letting us join you for a minute, and we just wanted to give people an opportunity to learn a little bit about the event. What is the Chocolate Affair? How long have you been doing it? And how can they support it?
All right. Well, I'm glad that you made it to see us and visit us. And this is our 11th annual Chocolate Affair. So I've been with PATH for a year, but we have been doing the event for 11 years. This is my first year.
That's awesome.
And it's an event to help our three programs. So we have our local homeless shelter, we have a transitional housing program, and we have a daily bread where we feed free meals to the homeless Monday through Friday. And all of the proceeds are going to go to help with the operation of those programs.
That's awesome. How many people have bought tickets for this event tonight?
We've almost hit 150.
That's excellent.
Yeah, we have a few. We are only a few shy of it.
Yeah. Well, look, it's too late to buy tickets now for this year, but next year's event, same weekend?
We're going to look at that, yes.
Okay.
Because we have the Mayor's Ball in March, so we don't want to get too close with our fundraising, but COVID this year kind of changed things for everyone.
Sure.
So
well, I do love the fact that you put a plug in there for the Mayor's Ball, because I know there's a lot of people who are excited about getting that event back, which we're crossing our fingers for March.
Yes.
But tonight's about the Chocolate Affair, and and for us and for Greg Allen and Georgette Allen, they've been coming with me all day today. We have gone to the Apple Fest last night downtown, the Road Apple Rally kickoff this morning at Sandstone Amphitheater, Chili in October at Bird Park, and then we're here with you, or the Highland Games in Aztec, and now we're here with you.
Wow, you've been all over.
Yes, and that's why I'm still dressed in the same gear, because this is a little bit, you know, a little bit upper class from wearing my shorts and my shirt today, so.
And that's what community is.
That's what community is.
You are very much a community member.
Well, I'm very fortunate to be here in Farmington, and we're thankful for what PATH does. And I think it's an event that people need to get out and pay attention to. And tell me about some of the chocolate stuff that you guys are serving.
So tonight we have Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory items and some bloomers. And then we also have Dip Delights by Leslie. And she made amazing hard shell hearts, chocolate hearts, and you can break them. It's amazing. More chocolate.
More chocolate.
Yes.
This is the real deal.
So if you haven't had a chance to see it, go check it out.
Well, I saw chocolate covered potato chips, and I think chocolate pretzels. I mean, so if you're a chocolate fan, this is the place for you to be tonight for sure. Yeah. Well, Amanda, thanks for joining us. Good luck this evening as the concert continues on and people come in. We appreciate everybody out there who's been watching this episode. Look, October, the first weekend of October, is a time to really be a part of community. Get out, get involved, get engaged, get a part of these organizations that are making a difference here in our city, and show who you are here in the city of Farmington. Thanks again. We'll see you soon. Take care.